This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
You know, we have a Facebook group that we would love to have you join on Animal Life After Death. And this is Brent Atwater, host of your Alive Again show. And we have Joy with us today, who is one of the administrators of that group. And she had a question about what sign is from whom on the other side. I've had 15 pets, and how do I know which one's sending me a sign, and how do I know which one's not sending me a sign? And we thought that was a really good question, and we wanted to make a show of it. Now, if you have questions that you'd like us to answer on the show, we will be having live Q&A in the future. But if you have a story or a question that you'd like to share with us, send it to Brent@PetLifeRadio.com, and we'll look forward to reviewing it and see if it'll help expand our listeners' awareness. Now, today, one of the things you need to know is any pet that you have ever had, the little bunny when you were a child, the horse when you were a teenager, and the Shih Tzu when you were an adult, all of those, and the ant farms in between and everybody in between, can come and work with you when they're on the other side. Now, when we're doing exercises on how to touch pets on the other side, which you can get from my book, After Death Signs, we always say, ask specifically the pet that you want to respond to your request, like Fluffy. I ask you to go on the walk with me today and send me signs. And then usually, if you're having an ongoing and continuous repartee with Fluffy, they'll show up. Because one of the things is it takes about 2 weeks to establish a ongoing, continuous connection with the other side. So sometimes you'll say, well, Fluffy didn't answer me. Well, Fluffy's going like, what? All of a sudden she's calling me now? One of the things that I always do is I say to the pet on the other side, I ask you to be in my life now, forevermore, and always. And that lets the pet know that they have permission to be a part of your life, because a pet's not going to come in and go, hey, Mom, I'm here. I want to be with you. I'm going to send you signs. Pay attention to all this. They can't do that because of free will choice. You have to invite them into your life on an ongoing basis. So by the universal laws, they can come into it by your free will choice. Because a lot of people say, my pet's dead. He's dead and he's gone and he's dead and he's gone. And oh my God, he's dead and he's gone. The pet's sitting up there going, seriously? If you would just ask me to part of your life, I could come in and show you signs and we could do cool stuff together and I could bump up against you and you could hear me bark or purr or jump on the bed. But you haven't asked me to be a part of your life and I can't intrude. Because if it's your free will choice to think I'm dead and done, then I have to honor that. So it's critical that you tell your pet on the other side, I ask you to be a part of my life. And I choose to say, I ask you to be a part of my ongoing life for the rest of my life on Earth. That way, I get dreams and signs from all of my favorite pets instead of just dealing with one in particular. Now, Joy's with us today, right after our sponsor's break, who's going to tell you her story.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're back. And Joy, who is the administrator of our Facebook group, go on over there. And if you've got any questions, ask, because we have a lot of folks over there who can help answer questions. And we've got over 700 videos over on YouTube that can answer a lot of questions, too. So today, Joy, how did you help those folks who said, how am I getting a sign and who is it from? I don't know which one is which. How did you explain to them which one is which and who is who when you're asking something on the other side that you can't see, smell, or touch? Go, y'all come in and send me a sign. How do you do that?
Well, if you get a sign and you don't know who it's from, you can always ask them in a dream to ask them to give you an answer in the dream if it was from them, or ask for another sign that it was from them for confirmation. And one of the things that always helped me was you can think about what you were doing or who you were thinking about when you got the sign. And that's a big clue as to who the sign could be from.
Now, what do you mean by that? Give me an example.
Okay, one example is one day I was putting together a scrapbook album of my grandma, whom passed 2 weeks after Trig did.
And Trig, y'all, is her dog, in case you don't know. That's her black lab that was her guardian angel. Go ahead.
Yes, I was putting pictures together of my grandmother, and we stopped to take my chocolate lab for a walk. And on that walk, I did get one sign that was from Trig while we were walking.
Wait a minute, how'd you know it was from Trig?
I stopped when I was walking, and I looked down at my feet, and there was a heart rock, which he often sends me little heart-shaped rocks.
Wait a minute, do you mean to tell me that this dog sends you heart-shaped rocks on a regular basis?
Yes, he does. I have a huge jar of them. I keep them.
Do you? Yes. You collect them, okay.
I keep them when he does.
Now, that's something for y'all to know. Some pets send feathers. Some pets send coins. Trig sends heart-shaped rocks. And what else?
Well, and they will even have a T shape on them a lot of times. Most of them will have somehow, I don't know how, it has the letter T on it.
Oh, wow.
It's just the feeling I have when I pick the rock up. I just know it's from Trig.
Now, you know somebody out there is going to say, that girl has lost her marbles.
Mm-hmm.
She can't be right thinking like that. Why do you feel that way that it's from your dog?
It's the feeling that I get that is his love for me and how he felt when I would hug him and when I was around him.
So that same energy sort of embraces you?
Yes, it's a warm feeling I get inside me.
Okay.
I'm even being hugged by him.
Okay.
Okay, and so I knew the rock was from him. I picked it up. I said, thank you, Triggy, immediately, because I just knew it was from him. And I know I've learned to recognize the ways that he sends signs, and that's a one that he does often. So I put it in my pocket. We walked a couple steps further, and then my dog I was walking stopped again. I just happened to glance at the ground. I wasn't looking for anything, but just, you know, standing there waiting on the dog to go to the bathroom. I just looked down, and then there was a puzzle piece with a word on it right beside my foot.
A what?
A puzzle piece from a game.
Okay.
Okay. And I picked it up, and it said play. And I was like, huh? And it didn't really relate with Trig, because we didn't really play. You know, we have more serious interactions and,
right,
you know. So I said, thank you, Trig, anyway. At first, I was like, another one? I said, okay, thank you, Trig. But it just didn't feel right. It felt different. And I remember you saying, if you get it wrong, spirit will correct you.
That's true. Now, y'all think they can't do that? They will.
And I had that very experience where I did get corrected after I said, another sign? Thank you, Triggy. But I knew it, something was different. Then at that moment, an image of my grandmother came to my mind. And I had just been doing the pictures with the scrapbook before we left to go on our walk. And one of the quotes in the scrapbook was, play like there's no tomorrow. Because everyone always said when I got around my grandmother, we both played like we were little kids because we laughed all the time. And this game piece that I found that I thought was from Trig as a sign, my grandmother's image came in my mind. And then the words, play like there's no tomorrow, popped in my mind also, which is the same quote I had just seen before going on the walk. So I immediately knew it was from my grandmother and that I had just been corrected, that the sign was not from Trig when I told him thank you. Even though I knew something felt off, I still just said thank you, Trig. But I was corrected, and it was from my grandmother instead. And before I got home, the piece, as I was looking at it again, with the word play on it, rolled over in my hand. And then on the back, the word like was on there. And the quote I was working with was, play like there's no tomorrow. So it was definitely from my grandmother and not from Trig. And she corrected me on that one.
Well, I think things like that are interesting because people actually think that from the other side, that there's no interactions and no corrections and things like that. And if you allow your mind to be, and I'm going to say at ease, because a lot of people say, well, I had that come into my mind, but I just blew it off. I think that one of the things that Joy has learned over this time is how to relax your mind so that you listen actually to what your intuition is telling you. And we're going to have Joy tell us how she does that right after the break.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Okay, we're back, and what we're talking about is, how do you tell which sign is from whom, and do spirits really correct you if you get the wrong thing? Yep, they do. Joy, tell us how you learned to let your mind relax so that you could hear or sense, because a lot of people say, I can't do that. They can. They just don't allow themselves to do it. What changed you from being uptight, this isn't happening, and not trusting, to, oh, Triggy sent me that, or, whoa, I just saw an image of my grandmother. I must be going crazy. My electrolytes aren't balanced. Whoops, nope. That was Grandma saying it was her sign. How do you do that?
Well, I paid attention to what was going on around me as well as my own thoughts, and I trusted myself. You said a long time ago on one of these topics, if you don't trust yourself, then trust your pet.
That's right. If you don't trust yourself, and that's really key, folks, because a lot of people say, I can't trust myself because I have all of this. Look, you trusted your pet during their life with you. Trust them to be right. They're not going to jerk you around because they have no reason to do that. They're not going to get an extra treat. They're not going to get to sleep later, and they're not going to get a walk in the park. So trusting them is going back to you having that same confidence and confidential feeling in they're going to do the right thing. And they will on the other side. And so if you don't trust yourself, trust that the image or the rock or the flower or the bird or the penny or anything like that that you're dealing with, if you hear, well, that's from my Triggy, trust that that is. And then once you start that process, how does that evolve, Joy, so it becomes more confidence and less lack of trust?
Well, not just with learning to trust yourself, but you learn to recognize the ways that they do send signs.
And what do you mean? They send like they get a pattern to it?
Well, no, not. I guess it could be considered a pattern, but it's just the certain ways. Like, although Trick has sent me a feather before, his normal way, the normal way is through the heart rocks or cloud images or his name, or items with the letter T on it. There's just certain things that he does, because in the end, of course, they want you to know it's from them because they're sending you the signs to show that they are with you, to comfort you, and to let you know they're still there.
And a lot of times, I'm going to interrupt you here. A lot of times they send, because I always say, send me a sign. And this is if you're having trouble. I always say, send me a sign that I can easily recognize and understand.
Yes.
Because sometimes when you're grief-stricken, you go, it wasn't my son, I can't get anything. It's real. Well, grief pushes away your ability sometimes to discern signs. And one of the things that's most important is to allow yourself, if you can, to say, if that was a sign, who would it come from? And feel what you hear inside yourself. That's learning to trust in yourself. Is that right, Joy?
Yes. And think about what the situation was before or right as you got the sign.
Because a lot of times pets will have certain ways, because remember, they're in charge of sending the signs. Some pets just send you signs in dreams all the time. Dream, 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 dream. And will never show up, never send you a rock, never send you a bird, a flower, a feather, none of that. Then there are others who, like, I had this lady that she's lived in a 34th floor apartment in Hong Kong, and her samoyed would send her butterflies. Now, you know there are no butterflies 34 floors up in Hong Kong. But she always had butterflies, and she knew that that was her dog sending her signs. So sometimes they have to adjust the way they send signals and signs to you so that you get it. And sometimes you might just say to them, could you do it so I can easily understand it and easily recognize it? Because in the beginning, you're having that little inner fight with yourself and you're going, was it not? Was it not? And that's something that you don't want to do. You just want to relax into it and go, well, look at there. He sent me another one.
And I find that a lot of times I get a confirmation that the sign was from him, even without asking. I guess because just, you know, from being with me and knowing everything about me, he knows I might doubt sometimes and not trust myself, even though now I've learned to do that and it just kind of comes naturally, you know, with how everything's progressed. But with the heart that I said was from Trig and I just knew it, I felt it. But also later that night when I went to the grocery store, I had mentioned there was a smiley face on the heart. It was kind of like a heart, like an emoji.
Yeah.
Okay. That emoji with the heart eyes smiling on a rock, a heart-shaped rock. That's the rock that I found that day that was from Trig. And later that night at the grocery store, I went down the dog food aisle, and hanging right beside the dog food I was going to get was a dog toy that was the shaped emoji, a round emoji of the heart eyes with the smiley face.
Do you think he was saying to you, did you get it, Mom?
He was letting me know, just like my grandma let me know that puzzle piece was from her. He was chiming in saying, okay, in case you didn't get it, this one was from me. So they do let you know that it was from them. They want you to recognize it. And if you don't, whether it's from them or you ask, there's a way to make sure so that you know for sure.
I think that's pretty cool. So we hope that you've enjoyed this. If you've got any questions, do send us an email at Brent@PetLifeRadio.com. Watch us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. We've got over 700 videos over there that'll help you get through this. And if you've got an idea for a subject, we're open. Again, thanks to Mark for having Pet Life Radio, because without it, the world would be, gosh, think of all the awareness that they wouldn't be there. This is the largest, largest in the world, and we're grateful to be a part of it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.